Out in the fields, I'm Brian German with California Ag Today. For more than 100 years, California growers have played an integral role in helping to improve food supplies around the globe. California has historically been known as the breadbasket of the world, but increasing government regulation is threatening to end that legacy. Wayne Zipser is the executive director of the Stanislaus County Farm Bureau. He talked about the frustration of farmers.
If you talk to any farmer, you know, you talk about commodity prices, you talk about, you know, weather or whatever. I think if you talk to any farmer, the biggest challenge is dealing with regulation.
California growers are having to compete with other states and countries that have much lower minimum wage rates and reliable water supplies. Farmers outside of California continue to gain advantage by having much less of a regulatory burden. California farmers are left with no choice but to implement cost-cutting strategies just to stay in business.
And they are, you know, and it's burdensome, you know, on their time. It costs money a lot of times, you know, especially when you got to replace diesel engines and all these conservation management practices that they've got to implement for water quality and all kinds of things. It's costly, and it hurts their bottom line.
More from Wayne Zipser after this.
I am a CAFCA PCA.
I'm a CAFCA PCA.
I am a CAFCA PCA.
The California Association of Pest Control Advisors is proud of all their members who provide integrated, sustainable pest management solutions to the growers of California. So the next time you're asked, what's a PCA? You tell them, we're the ones protecting California's agriculture.
AB 1066, which establishes an 8-hour day for farm workers, will be phased in over the next few years. The organizations that supported the legislation made arguments that cast farmers in an unfair light.
It's unfortunate, you know, the media kind of makes farmers look like, you know, they're cheap, but they're actually paying a premium price to get their crops off because, you know, they most generally pay more than minimum wage for sure.
The bill was advertised as a way for farm workers to earn more money. However, when it's put into practice, growers will be reducing work shifts, increasing mechanization, reducing acreage, and shifting production away from labor-intensive crops.
Basically, you know, it's a legislation with unintended consequences because it's going to hurt the very people they're trying to help.
This is California Ag Today.